Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
It's early evening when I meet Boston Globe columnist Yvonne Abraham at KO, a new Australian restaurant in South Boston. And as you'll soon hear from her accent, Yvonne Abraham is Australian. And KO is the only place in New England where she can get traditional Aussie food, like meat pies and chicken fries and potato wedges with sour cream. For Abraham and other expats from Australia, this new restaurant is an emotional connection to home.
I walked in here and just the sight of the pies in the warmer made me want to cry. You know, because everywhere you go in Australia, you can go to fancy cafes or, you know, really dingy convenience stores, and you see this warmer up on the counter or in a corner, and there's this yellow glow, and the pastry's glistening, and it's just heaven. It's just this sweet, warm, cozy sight. I just feel like climbing in when I come in here sometimes.
Climbing in with the meat pies.
Climbing with them, yeah.
So you were born in Australia.
I was. I was born in Sydney.
So tell us how you ended up coming to the United States from Australia.
I came here to study at Boston University, and I kept meaning to leave, but there was a certain point at which I realized I probably was going to stay. You know, I don't know if it was the mortgage or the job that I loved or the baby, who's now three and speaks with an American accent, but, you know, I resigned myself to the fact that I would be here.
Did it get to the point where, when you wanted to taste things from home, from Australia, you figured, I'm just going to have to go back to Australia and stock up on the Tim Tams or whatever else you could pick back on the plane?
Yeah, so I would go back. I go back once a year, and I go with a suitcase that is almost empty, and I come back with at least one suitcase that's groaning with all kinds of disgusting goodies from home, right? So, like, 8 packets of Tim Tams and candy bars called Cherry Ripes and Violet Crumbles.
Now, you can pack a lot of candy and cookies home. It's a lot harder to take meat pies home. Even if you freeze them, that's a long flight from Boston to Australia.
The pastry does not tend to travel well.
No, it doesn't. So you came here and you found your hometown meat pies.
Yeah, I did. And they were really, really delicious.
This is Sam Jackson, who owns KO. Sam, tell us what these are.
Well, they're all handmade on premise. The three of the four of these fillings contain beef in one form or another. And then they're cooked a few different ways. The classic, which is sort of what the... It's similar to what a hamburger is to Americans. It's the same sort of filling, just in a different format. It's ground beef cooked with onions and in like a beef tomato gravy that's mildly spiced. And then it's covered with a puff pastry top to give it a bit of a light, crispy, fluffy topping. And that's pretty much it.
Maybe you and I should each try one of a different kind.
Oh, God, I thought you would never, you would never say that.
Should we do classic beef and Irish beef
yes,
stew?
Yes, we should.
Okay. Yvonne, is there anything on the menu besides the two meat pies that we should try?
Well, the potato wedges with the chili and the sour cream are pretty fantastic. And the chicken fries are also really great.
It's one of those wacky things that is as obvious as it sounds when people say, oh, what's chicken salt? It's salt that tastes like chicken. But there's nothing more complicated than that. And Australia, like I was telling you before, we like our food quite savoury. Mm-hmm. So it is salty, but it just tastes like chicken. And on the crispy fries, I know it's just a perfect combination.
We should try it. Yvonne, while we're waiting for our food, in the column you wrote about visiting KO, you referred to the Proust with a Madeleine moment. It's that immigrant experience. Talk about that Proust with a Madeleine moment.
Right. That, just so you know, that's the only thing I know about Proust. But, you know, there is this amazingly powerful connection, I think, between taste and memory. And I find that if I taste something from home, it just transports you back in a way that is so much more vivid and immediate than if you see something or hear something from home, I find, you know. And so the second I bit into that pie for the first time, I really felt like I had left my body in a way, you know.
Sam, is this our dinner?
This is the beginning of it, yeah.
Can you tell us what we have in here?
Yes. So this is the Irish beef stew pie, and this is the classic pie.
All we see is pastry crust on top of this tiny little aluminum pie tin.
What you do when you eat a pie is you take it out of its tin, like that, mm-hmm. and you pop it up, and then you just take a bite into it as you would a hot dog or a hamburger.
This is not you don't use utensils.
No.
That's sacrilege.
To do it right, you actually pick up the whole pie and just bite out of the pie?
No fork goes near an Aussie meat pie. You might as well go home.
And we should add, these are tiny pies.
5 inches wide in diameter as far as the top goes, and they weigh about between six and seven ounces. And it's not going to fall apart. It's not going to, like, the worst thing that might happen is some filling might come out, but it falls into the pie tin, and everyone's happy.
And I don't have to worry about hot burning meat juice and oil. It's not that hot.
No.
All right, so I'm going to take the first bite. This one is, do we know if this is beef?
That's Irish beef stew.
Okay. Mmm. So far, I have mostly pastry.
Yes.
But I can see a really beautiful piece of meat in there, steak, it looks like.
Correct.
It's great winter food.
It's good winter food. It's good beer drinking food. It's a lot of good things, you know. It's good sporting event food.
Mmm. Now I got a nice piece of meat.
I was going to say, for someone who's never eaten one before, you're definitely acting like a pro.
Mmm. No, I like it, but I really want to know. I really want to see Yvonne's experience when she bites into it.
The experience starts when you, for me, this is going to sound so weird. The experience is when you pick it up and you pull it out of the little silver tray and you're holding it in your hand, you know, and then you go for it. Okay, so. So good.
You're so good, you're speechless. You're in this reverie.
The butteriness, butteriness of it. You do get that pastry at first, but then you go in for the kill.
Deeper into the center.
That is so good. It seems really simple. You can get all these ingredients separately. But there is something about this combination of flavors and textures that is so unlike anything you can get and so delicious and evocative. Can I have another bite?
Sam, the Boston food scene has obviously come a long way in the last 10 and certainly 20 years. We're more sophisticated than we used to be. But you still are the first Australian restaurant, not just in Boston, but in New England. I'm wondering if you really thought this area could sustain that, and why South Boston of all places, which has very much sort of been behind on the food scene in many ways.
Yeah, well, that's what made it attractive, I think, was the fact that, you're right, we are the first and only, therefore the best and then the worst Australian place in New England. You got to cover all your bases with that. But the reason for it was, I was aware of the small expat community that would be into this kind of food. But more importantly, the food, as you've tasted, isn't that foreign. It's something that I think people can get into. And the number of factors that really stood out for me were, first and foremost, the weather. 8 months of the year is perfect pie weather here. It's cold and sort of...
You need to be warmed up and have heavy filling.
Yeah, generally speaking. The massive student population that is always into trying out... cheap food to begin with, and this is very reasonably priced.
These pies are about $5 a piece.
Yeah, $5 a pop, yeah. And then the Irish population here in South Boston and Boston in particular was a huge tick in the box for us because they're very familiar with this kind of food. And if there's any kind of demographic that would be able to sustain it, it certainly would be the Irish as well as the Americans.
And there were plenty of Americans in KO that night. Aaron Gallagher and Kara Murphy live right across the street from the cafe, and they say there's nothing like the classic meat pie.
It's like shepherd's pie with a crust around it, almost. Except without the vegetables, but it's good.
All meat, no veggies.
Yeah, exactly.
And what does the Globe's Yvonne Abraham have to say about that?
Do you come from a land
down under? To learn more about this Australian restaurant and how you can get your own meat or vegetarian pie, visit our website, wbur.org/Boston. And remember, you can get your food fix, Australian or not, every day on WBUR's food blog, Public Radio Kitchen. We'll be back after a short break. Up next, the music of Pink Martini, the 12-person Cambridge Bread Pop Orchestra. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston. 6'4"